If you need to do some dirty work, you can look to an inspirational saying for guidance. Kent M. Keith is finding thoughtful words can mean big bucks, too. A book of his sayings will be released this month. It's based on a set of maxims Keith self-published 34 years ago. He forgot about them, but they took on a life of their own. They were passed around the world, attributed to various authors, including Mother Teresa. When Keith finally took credit, his publisher paid him an advance of $300,000. Commentator Leonard Boasberg took careful note of this story.
As it happens, I too have written some inspirational sayings. I wrote them in a letter, as grandfatherly advice, to my 14-year-old grandson, Zachary Boasberg, who lives in Concord, Massachusetts. I began, diplomatically, by thanking him for showing me how to operate my new laptop. I said that I'd learned a lot from him, and went on to say, I'd like to think you could learn a few things from me if you keep an open mind. That's the first thing, I said. Keep an open mind. Don't insist you are right even when you know you're right. You might be wrong. Don't pretend you know what you don't know. You'll be embarrassed when people find out what you don't know. Remember that you never know enough. Remember that you can't know everything. You don't have to. Study history. You can't know where you are or where you're going if you don't know dates, not all, of course, but some, 1066, 1776, 1861, 1914, December 7th, 1941, June 6th, 1944, and September 11th, 2001. If you only know dates, you don't know history. Socrates said, know yourself. Like yourself, but don't fall in love with yourself. Don't worry if for no good reason someone doesn't like you. They probably have a bad reason. Try to be better than everybody. But remember, you're not better than everybody. Be competitive. Remember that close isn't close enough. When you win, don't humiliate the loser. When you lose, don't accuse the winner of cheating. Unless you can prove it. People who go around distrusting everybody are disagreeable. Remember the gambler's maxim. Trust everybody, but cut the cards. Finally, I told my grandson, don't follow the crowd, lead the crowd. But whether you lead or not, go in your own direction. Well now, if anyone wants to offer me a $300,000 advance for these words of wisdom, I think I could be persuaded to accept.
The wisdom of Leonard Boasberg, a journalist in Philadelphia.